Emmett, you can ask Mathematica to do it. And then if you want a better solution, we need somehow to just guess a better wave function than the ones we started with. And one way that people often guess is that they, instead of using an exponential function that goes like here a minus 2 r1 plus r2, because the first wave functions that we used had a 2 here, and that 2 came from the two positive charges of the nucleus. But when you have a helium atom, we solve the problem where we just neglect one electron, and you have one electron moving around the nucleus, and then you solve another problem for the other electron moving around the nucleus. And really what happens is that the two electrons shield each other a little bit. So they each get shielded a little bit by the negative charge of the other electron, so the radius of the wave function is bigger than it would be in the simple approximation. So you can try to find a value of alpha that will make the radius a little bit bigger. And then if you're guessing wave functions, you can just say, write a polynomial in terms of R1 and R2 with some coefficients. And then you just look to see which wave function of this form has the lowest, gives the lowest energy when you do the six-dimensional integral. OK, so here's what happens. We know the total Hamiltonian exactly. We guess a wave function, and we calculate this energy.